We all know that vaccines are a thing. Vaccinations are a touch point in this country. People have lots of opinions about them. People insist by them. People try to avoid them at all costs. But vaccination are a topic of conversation. And not only that, but a concern, perhaps, if you should have something go wrong. There's so many people being vaccinated. There are likely to be side effects and other issues that come up because of them. And if you're wondering who's keeping an eye on that, the answer is John Groth. He is with the Groth Law Firm in Wisconsin. They have three locations up there, Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, which I always love to say, in Brookfield. John, thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Big 89.
Thank you very much for having me. You can call me Big John. That's fine.
Big John. Yeah, Big John's off today, so we got Big John Groth. That works for me. Hey, so anyway, tell me the kind of inquiries we're getting. We're not just talking about the regular flu season and vaccines and, you know, things that go wrong, but you're also this whole vaccination mandate thing has been a thing for you all as well. I assume you're getting a lot of inquiries about that.
Yeah, and let me first, I guess, go with the easy answers to this. You know, there's so many vaccines that people get for their jobs that are not controversial, right? Flu vaccines, MMR vaccines, you know, measles, mumps, rubella, those kind of vaccines. There are going to be more flu vaccines this year and the year before than they were the year before that. There's just lots and lots of people getting the quote-unquote normal or the non-controversial vaccines. That's really what we see a lot of phone calls coming into our office about, because there's a program out there called the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, where the manufacturers of those flu vaccines, for example, I'll just say the flu vaccine because almost everyone gets those, they put 75 cents per vaccine into this fund to pay for injuries. So if you have a flu vaccine and you have, let's say, frozen shoulder or a rotator cuff injury or something with your arm where the vaccine was administered, you can have a shoulder injury as a result of a vaccine administration called a CERVA injury. And this program pays you for medical bills and your pain and suffering. And it, honestly, it also pays for all of the attorney's fees. So there is no risk to you, and it's out there. It's something that we have really an international practice, because anybody who has a vaccine on a U.S. military base throughout the world or in the U.S. Can get compensation for this. Now, that's separate, because there's this compensation that's billions of dollars that's available for people. It's a no-fault program. They will pay it if it meets certain elements. Now, the COVID vaccine is totally separate. It's a whole different world.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because the reason that we're talking about this at all is because it's a thing. And as we go along this winter and the Delta variant sort of wanes, there's likely to be a Gamma or a Theta or Lambda, some other Lambda variant that's going to come by, and then they're going to have various protocols for what you should do. Do you get some sort of booster shot to what you already have? Do you have to get a whole new one? You know, that sort of thing. It would seem to me that this whole process for the COVID vaccines is a completely different issue for you all.
It's a completely different issue. If you're talking about the vaccine mandates and you want to get, you want to preserve your job because you don't feel that you need to get the vaccine because of antibodies or what have you, that's separate, and I can tell you we're getting so many phone calls about that, and there are very few places that are really even helping people out, because their victims are truly they're being victimized. People who are unable to work are having a hard time figuring out what they should do and how they should approach this with their employer, because employers, due to the federal government's regulations, the federal government's guidance, are really in the driver's seat. And I'll be honest with you, there is very little that can be done. You have to read over what they're requiring you to do, and the worst case scenario may be that you have to, on a daily basis, take a COVID test to ensure that you are negative on that daily basis, or whatever the requirement is for your employer.
So is that how you're giving guidance to people that are calling with those particular issues?
With those particular issues, yes, because there's every employer, it seems, in our review, is giving different requirements to their employees. And as an employee, if you don't do this and you are let go because it's a there's at-will employment, it's called. So an employer in some situations can let you go for any reason that they want. But with the guidance of the federal government and the protection that they're giving, there's very little that employees can do. There's one law firm out of New York that is kind of gathering everybody's name, and that's what we're doing, is giving them to that firm.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, there's very little guidance that we can give, because the protection is so great. If you're talking about the other side of COVID, where you receive, let's say, the J&J shot, and you have pain in your arm that the onset is within, let's say, 48 hours, and it lasts for months. At some point, that may be compensable. You may be able to get compensation for that injury based on the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program after the federal government removes the emergency protection from that.
Okay.
That's a lot of possibilities.
Right.
But those cases we are reviewing because if the emergency protection is removed in the next year or so, then there's going to be really a lot of people who have these very common injuries, which are called table injuries, that they're known problems. They are issues that you don't have to prove anything other than the shot occurred and these are the elements, and then you'll get compensation from the Vaccine Injury Compensation.
All right, John, let me ask you this. Program. Last question. We got to get going quickly. Let's say you get a vaccine, and then all of a sudden you get a blood clot in your leg, and everybody says, no, it's like 4 out of 1,000,000. That's that particular vaccine, that didn't cause that. And you think that perhaps it did cause that because you've never had something like that. I'm asking for a friend. Has this come up at all for you? Is this issue come up at all in terms of somebody got the vaccine and then they had another health issue that they think was related to the vaccine, or is that just a slippery slope?
It's a slippery slope, but there is a countermeasures injury compensation program. There's a whole separate program for that also. The problem with that program is it's not like when you get help from an attorney after a car accident,
yeah,
and the attorney says, don't worry, we'll get paid from the insurance company. In this countermeasures program, you would have to pay the attorney up front to help you get through this system. It's I guess the barrier to entry is very high because
you gotta pay up front.
That kind of money.
So yeah, you guys gotta get your money. Yeah, you're not betting on it on the back end. You gotta get it up front because otherwise you won't get paid and you don't want to do everything pro bono. John Groth with the Groth Law Firm in Wisconsin, thank you for all the expertise on everything vaccine and shot related. We appreciate the time and thanks for joining us on the Big 89.
All right, thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, you too.